Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're staying with me, and you're going to, I know why, because you've got John Stanton on the show. John's one of the smartest guys I know. He's a guy who for over 12 years now has been helping us understand how to dissect and deal with the marketplace and do a better job, put our best foot forward in the marketplace. John, tell us how we can find you. How can we find your books?
The best place to get my books is on Amazon. All the books are there. You can go to my webpage, www.johnlstanton.com.
JohnLStanton.com, S-T-A-N-T-O-N. And there's a brand new book out that I've, you know, I heard about this somewhere. Some little birdie told me about it. I mean, not that I would have my own copy or anything, but I somehow heard there was something about a book that you, another book you've written.
It's called Precision Target Marketing.
See, and I'm not, I'm demonstrating that I'm not a small person, even though I don't have my own inscribed copy. I'm still going to help try to help yourself some other job.
Well, we're going to put an end to that, end to that problem soon.
Whatever.
The whole premise of precision target market is actually consistent with this topic we're talking about today, Hispanics, yep. Because it really says that, you know, we can no longer just say, let's open our doors. Anyone who wants to come in, come in. We really have to decide who our customer. We don't have enough money, Jim, to be perfect for everyone, to
right.
deliver the service for everyone, and everyone is too demanding.
But there is something, though, and I think this is what you're. I think this is the direction you're going in. You and I both know every major corporation has one of their significant efforts that they make is what they call segment marketing.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I mean, I'm telling you, they get serious about this segment marketing activity. And tell the audience, explain to the audience that how can, and that's kind of what we're talking about here, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly what we're talking about. And, you know, if you use the example of McDonald's, McDonald's markets to kids. And their major focus is kids. I mean, they have a spokes clown. They have kids' meals. They have
the playground.
I didn't want to tell your audience, Jim, that you were trying to get that job as the spokes clown, and then you ended up on the radio.
I actually had it once, but they wanted red hair.
But in any case, they'll sell a hamburger to anyone that comes in the door.
Right.
And it's the kind of model that you say, who is it that we really want to focus on? What can we dedicate to a specific group? And let me give you another example.
My audience right now, John, is saying, anybody with money, I need the sales.
You know what? No longer can we say our client, our target, is someone with a pulse and a penny.
Yeah.
Those days are over. We can want everyone to come in, but we have to work on getting someone to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm an old hunter, and I used to go quail hunting. And the first time I went out with my dad, about 20 covey of quail went up. I thought, man, I'll just shoot in the sky.
Right, they fall
two
down.
Two or three birds will fall down. Of course, you have to pick a quail one at a time. And that, I learned that about business. You gotta get the customers one at a time. Doesn't matter how many are out there. And that's the whole idea is that you've got to pick. You know, look at what McDonald's did with older Americans. They sell to kids, but in the mornings when there are no kids around. They made it really ideal for older Americans to come and have their coffee and a sandwich
right.
to socialize.
Before the kids get up.
Absolutely. And they make a lot of money on the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the issue. But coming back to Hispanics, we cannot, as business people, let our political beliefs interfere with making money and serving our customer. You and I agree. English should be the language that everyone speaks in this country. My family came over from Germany. No one speaks German anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that process takes a few years for people to learn. By the way, third generation Hispanics virtually all speak English.
Yeah. Well, plus, if they've got you talked earlier about the extended family, if they've got grandparents who are living with them or whatever that don't speak English or don't read English, they may speak it, but they don't read it. You know, again, yeah. You were talking about the instructions, just things. But what you're talking about is a force. The Hispanic population in America, you know, it's not going to do anything but grow.
That is exactly right. Even if you stopped 100% of immigration today, it would still be by 2020 a significant force.
Yeah.
And they spend money because, you know, if you take a look at
I've got to wrap it up. I know you get excited about this, and we're glad you do. Will you come back another day and let's talk some more?
Anytime, Jim.
Thanks for being here all these years.
Take care, Jim.
John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.